On the show today, we have XE Financial's Teresa Freeborn and Connecta's Keith Soltemeyer talking about the big XE Financial Connecta merger that's happening out here on the West Coast. It will become official April 1st, and Teresa and Keith tell us all about it. And they also have some advice for credit unions out there as well, looking to do the same thing. So check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Podcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a very special show for you. Right next to me, I have Teresa Freeborn from XSEED Financial. Teresa, how are you today?
Oh, terrific. Thank you, Mike. And thank you for being interested in the conversation.
Oh, my gosh. I'm very interested in this conversation, for sure. So thank you for being here as well. And then right below us is Mr. Keith Soltemeyer from Connecta. Keith, how are you today?
Wonderful. Appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Oh, good. Yeah, me too. I'm really excited about this conversation. We're talking about the XSEED Financial and Connecta merger that's been making the news. And before I get started, though, Teresa, I got to give you a shout out. Congrats on being named the new chair for the Global Women's Leadership Network. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Very excited about that. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, no doubt. You really have a full plate. So it's more like a buffet you got going there, but I know you can handle it. You're really good at that stuff. So I'm going to ask the obvious question first. And Teresa, I'm going to go ladies first, Keith, on this one, then I'll let you chime in. But what prompted the merger? What's the why here?
Well, it's multifaceted. I think you can appreciate that. But I think first I want to dispel anybody's thinking where, you know, you think that it's some utter failure of management or the board to even get yourself into a merger, because I think that is so not what we're looking for here. And if I think back, it's been probably 3 to 4 years that my board took a really keen interest in knowing how are we going to compete in the future? You know, what does the future look like for XSEED? We're a $1 billion shop. We've got almost 11% capital. Things are looking pretty good. We could probably go on for years and years and years.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they were saying, is this the best way to give that value to our members? And, you know, we did some modeling, some financial modeling, and realized that we couldn't afford some of the technologies. We couldn't afford to hire the best talent out there, to pay, you know, compensation programs that were the best out there to attract the best. Yeah. You know, what are we going to do? This isn't going to happen just by sitting around and doing our traditional membership growth. We probably have to kick this up a notch. Mm-hmm. And we had merged 5 credit unions in a space of 10 years, smaller ones into us. But it's almost like it wasn't changing our game. Like it wasn't changing. It wasn't giving us any of that scale play that we really need. So it was sort of do we look at maybe a peer merger, or do we, let's think about what it would be if we could partner with someone that already had some scale, we could kick them up a notch and we could avail ourselves of all of that. And we think it was sort of the best idea for our members. And so that's really what promoted this, but it wasn't certainly yesterday. It was like several years ago. Our board's very progressive that way.
Well, something of this size certainly is years in the making, whether it's, you know, executed immediately or not. But I want to get Keith's give us the Connecta perspective on this, Keith.
Yeah, we are not spending a lot of time out prospecting for mergers, but we do want to be ready for opportunities when they arise. And so I wasn't expecting the call, but I did get it. And it's been, what, Teresa, 18, 19 months ago?
Wow.
And said, wow, you know, this, there's a lot of effort that goes into a merger. And so, you know, there's got to be lots of advantages that accrue to both shops when you consider one. And at $1 billion, this is about the size where it makes a lot of sense to do everything that's necessary to make sure that members have a seamless experience and that the staffs are integrated properly. And we are, gosh, we're hot and heavy in it right now, and it is a lot of work, but you know, we're looking forward to it. Very excited about it.
Well, yeah, once you get on the other end of it, then that's where the rewards will happen, especially for your members, because sounds like the service levels are going to go up quite a few levels as well, right? Is that that's the kind of the end all be all message here, right?
Well, I love that we're scheduling sort of operating day one to be not until the fall, like October, November. starting day one, which is April 1st, and no April Fool's joke there. But really, we're starting with April 1st is legal day one.
Okay.
When I look at that, I think, what can we do for our members coming out of the gate? And I was just delighted that Keith and his team stepped up and said, here are almost 20 fees that will be reduced day one.
Wow.
Here are some of the other services. We're providing increased accessibility to mobile deposit. We're providing increased accessibility to cash in an ATM. All of these things certainly Exceed could have done, except we couldn't afford to do them. It wasn't that it was technologically impossible. It was just we could not afford to have the risk mitigation systems that would allow us to accept a mobile deposit that was greater. And this is where you start to see that in real live benefits here. But the good news is it starts day one. So I'm very excited about that.
Right on. And so how will it work? Because we've hear about mergers, you know, periodically in the industry and even large ones like this one. So how is this going to work? Like you said, Keith, integrating the staffs and leadership positions and, right. and technology. Oh my goodness. Like you said, yeah, it's a huge task. But so how exactly is it going to work without diving too deep into the weeds here?
Well, if you're talking from the staff perspective, we actually had Exceed be very gracious to allow us to hire several dozen of their employees early.
Oh, nice.
So we began the integration last year.
Okay.
The remainder will come on April 1st, legal day one.
Okay.
In certain branches, the signage will change. In others, there'll be kind of window clings until we can get the signs installed.
Mm-hmm.
We'll operate essentially two credit unions until the integration is done. And our target is, again, we picked another kind of auspicious day, Halloween of this year.
Yeah.
And right now, I think, yeah, that's right. Right now, my confidence is pretty high that we're going to hit that date. I think we're well on our way, maybe even a little ahead of schedule. And, you know, as we go through kind of systems, you know, we have different systems, different core systems, and lending origination systems. What we've done is kind of looked at each one, at each credit union, what the contract dates are, what the pay rates are on those, and pick the best one.
Right.
So we are going to adopt a couple of Exceed systems, and we're going to convert the remainder over to Connecta.
So it sounds like, I mean, just from a systems standpoint, it sounds like both credit unions are really going to benefit here because you're adopting the good stuff that Teresa has and Teresa's adopting the good stuff that you guys have. So you're going to get the best of both worlds, it sounds like. So that's a great message for especially your members, especially in today's highly digital technology adoption days.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is the message.
Go ahead.
Just one other point to make with that is that, you know, because we've been planning this for so long, not planning this specific merger, but just being merger ready, whether it was to merge with a peer size credit union or a much larger one, or even bringing on a smaller one, we've always kept our contracts sort of on a shorter term basis for that reason. So we don't have, I mean, it's easy to make some of these decisions system, you know, with technology contracts and that, because those are huge dollar effects to your bottom line. So if we had signed a 10-year contract on something, it would make this very difficult to show the savings that we would have very
right.
quickly. And we were really careful on that front. So I think that's another sort of note to file as credit unions are planning out there and thinking about what could be is don't worry about these big long-term things because you don't know what tomorrow brings, and keep it nice and tight. You know,
Yeah. If 2020 taught us anything, always be ready for the unexpected, for sure. Oh, my goodness. I want to get to your leadership position. So how is that going to work? What are the responsibilities and the duties and all that type of stuff? Teresa, I'll let you go first on that one. Then, Keith, I'll let you chime in as well.
Sure.
Perfect. I'm really actually fascinated by what we've come up with.
Ooh, all right.
Because I think it's going to be sort of groundbreaking in that you don't see an organization that has sort of two people at the helm. I mean, everyone knows that Keith Sultemeyer will be the chief executive officer. He will be my boss. Okay. We all get that straight. But what he's allowed me to do as coming in as president is to kind of, we can actually take a lot of the functionality that people had all through his organization, but we can now sort of create a position that can actually, I think, take it to a whole different level. And if you think of things for me, which I'm particularly love to do, so how perfect is that? I love business development. I mean, nothing happens till somebody sells something. That's me, okay? And so this gives me an opportunity to look at it through that lens at a very senior level and go to our SIGs and you know, give them an answer to that question, you know, what have you done for me lately kind of thing, and create those relationships. I can certainly help Keith with making sure Connecta is out in the forefront in terms of industry reputation. I can certainly help with government relations. I have all those contacts. I've done that for years and love it. And so there's all of that kind of stuff. But at the same time, you know, I want to be able to help Keith with policy decisions and, you know, be that counsel to him. I've had years in the industry and I've got something to say on a lot of fronts. Oh, yeah. I think he's figured that out already. But, you know, I want to give my input. And I think collaboratively and collectively, we can make some pretty fascinating and important moves as we go forward here. I'm excited about that.
I'm excited to see how it works as well. Keith, I'm going to get your perspective as well.
Yeah. So I guess the key message here is we had a bunch of basically what Therese is doing, we had scattered throughout the credit union. And in our business units, these were secondary considerations, important, but they have, you know, day jobs. They're doing lending. They're doing compliance. They're doing, you know, the other things that are key aspects of the operations of the credit union. So the areas that Therese is going to handle for us got secondary attention. And I think they need to be primary. And so having her gives us that opportunity to make these things top of mind. And have somebody whose responsibility it is to get them done and to do them the right way. And, you know, she listed out the areas we're going to have her be working on. It's going to be primarily focused externally with our SEG development, political advocacy on all three levels. You know, these are things that are important to me. They're important to our board of directors and I think to our members. And having, you know, somebody with Teresa's skill set focusing on those, it's going to be great for Connecta.
Yeah, it sounds like it's kind of like the systems that you were talking about, Keith and Teresa, that, you know, you're going to get the best of what Exceed has, and you're going to get the best of what Connecta. You guys are going to complement each other really, really well. Sounds like you're going to be able to focus on your strengths as leaders, and that's really going to bode well for the credit union. So I think a lot of people are excited about this. I want to get to the members. Okay, so what are the benefits for the members? Teresa, I'll let you go first on this one as well. So that's kind of the most important piece of the puzzle here. You always want to have happy members. So what's the benefit here for them?
At the very core of this, remember, it's about the member, right? At the end of the day, we better be thinking about the member. And I know that we couldn't provide all of the products and services at the right prices for our members. But I also felt that, you know, they stick around because of loyalty. And I don't want them to choose us only because of loyalty. I want them to choose us because we answer and we give them all of the things that they need for their needs. We need to meet all of those needs. And so that was really important. So if that's the driver, then now I want to talk about what's really tangible. What are they going to see that's different? And they are going to see so much, as I alluded to at the very beginning. I mean, the fee changes. Now, here's the good news is that some of the fees, again, that's that combination of bringing two institutions together. We had a better deal for our members. So what did Connecta do? Aki said, there's no way that this is going to be, you know, detrimental to our members to come over and pay more for a certain fee.
Yeah.
Heck, we're going to give that to all of our Connecta members too. So Connecta members actually benefited from this coming together as well, which is very cool. But at the end of the day, you know, our members want access. They want the best technology. They want to have the best online banking system. As you all know, for the last year, we've managed to increase the number of people using online banking now, which is fantastic. Well, we better wow them or they'll go elsewhere. So very important to us. So they have a lot to gain here financially and in terms of just access to their money, technologically, ATMs, mobile banking, everything that we offer, let alone the array of products and services. So I have a real big story to tell. You know, coming from a PR background and communications, you know, you always have to try and find out what is going to be the story. Is there a good story? Or if not, you better make one up, because how do you give the news? And it's like, this is one of those things where, honestly, it's such a good news story. Oh, so there's nothing to make up here. Nothing.
Totally. Good. Indeed. Yeah. Keith, your perspective from a member standpoint?
Same thing. Like our members are going to see lower fees on day one. They're going to see a few new products. Very importantly, they're going to see some new physical points of sale that we've been looking for a branch in El Segundo for almost 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And Exceed just happens to have a great one there. So that's going to help us out quite a bit.
That works.
Also, we've got, about 3,000 members in Northern California that don't have any member service center now, and they're going to have two.
Awesome.
We do have a few on the East Coast as well that are going to have access to East Coast branches. And one of the big kind of benefits from a credit union perspective is, I look at a new market where I think an institution kind of with our size and ability to invest, we could do some great things there and invest comparably to what we do in Southern California, which has always been Connecta's home market.
Yep. And having said that, Keith, what are some goals, short-term, long-term goals here that once you guys get settled and hitting the road running, what do you guys have short-term, long-term goals that you want to set or get to?
In the short term, this needs to be a seamless integration so where members are not impacted and our staff are not impacted. Long term, we want to make sure that we've developed that market on the East Coast to the greatest extent possible and just continue our expansion in the West Coast. I think it's important for us. I mean, one of the big advantages of credit unions getting together is you get that chance to leverage a set of fixed costs over a larger base of assets. And it's going to be rather expensive to get everything done the way that we want it to do. Yeah. So we're going to take a hit this year. But going into 2022 and 2023, we should see an acceleration in earnings and lower expense ratio. And I know I'm talking baseball now, but truly getting the advantages of scale, which is what large scale growth is all about, and making sure that we deliver that. So that's a longer term goal. The shorter term goal and 100% of our focus is getting the integration done with minimal impact to members, minimal impact to staff.
We are
laser focused on that. Yes.
Good stuff. Yeah. And Teresa, your perspective as well for long term, short term goals?
I like what Keith says. And the only thing I would add is sort of a medium term goal. And that would be, if you think about it, I'm bringing over 50,000 of our members that have built relationships with us. My test and my goal would be that within, say, even a year from now, that what we've seen is that book of business actually grew, because they left it up to us. They voted in favor of this merger, and I don't want to disappoint them, right? I want them to come into this new family and see, oh my goodness, there's more for me to gain here. What if we could actually grow that book? Yeah. So if I think of a personal goal, it's to grow that book of business as well as deepen the SEG relationships we have, because we now just have a wow to show them, something even better than they have before. So that's a big goal to me. And I don't want to squander that. It takes a lot to bring in every new member. We all know what it takes. Can you imagine now you're just given 50,000 members? You better make them super happy, because you don't want that to fall out. So that's what's exciting for me. And I really do see that that's something that's very tangible. We'll measure that and certainly track it.
Indeed. And last question for you guys, advice for other, because I mean, obviously mergers are happening all the time now. Sometimes they're controversial, sometimes they're not. But any advice for other credit unions out there looking to do what you guys are doing, kind of a merger thing? I mean, I know there's one of the big ones is obviously planning. And like you said, Teresa, have yourself merger ready, I guess. But Teresa, I'll let you go first. I mean, what advice do you have for other credit unions out there who are thinking about doing something like this?
Well, it's interesting because, I think that, first of all, yes, that hard-nosed assessment of the financial services landscape that will help you determine that, are you going to be able to actually compete in that milieu? Is that in your cards? Can you do that the way you are today? And I think if we're really honest about that, and I ask that other credit union leaders really think about that and sort of park their a bit of their ego, at the door a bit and think about, again, what's in it for the member. My board had to do that. My management team had to do that. And we don't all come out of it better. We personally, right? I'm not going to be the CEO anymore. I'm not going to be the boss anymore. Well, suck it up, Teresa. I think that this is much better. This is a much bigger deal than anything that could be. So And my board gets that. And I love that my board gets that. They're not sitting around thinking we need to perpetuate this forever because mm-hmm. we can, because we have great capital. They're saying, no, at the end of the day, we have to park all that and think about what about that member?
Yeah.
And what do they deserve to have in their credit union? So,
and word will spread too with that membership. And that's going to help the credit union grow right. as well, I would think. So Keith, what advice do you have for, I know you said at the top of the show that you guys weren't really hunting for mergers or anything like that, but when a good opportunity arises, right. you want to address it. So what advice do you have for credit unions out there doing the same thing?
Yeah, and that's just it. Don't do a merger just because, you know, you think you need to do a merger. Find the right partner and make sure that you know, your organizations are complementary.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, the sum of, you know, the whole is going to be much better than the two parts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what we found. I mean, it's, you know, I'll just say we were good and lucky. that they chose to partner with us, and we're thrilled about it.
Yeah, I think the industry is actually thrilled about it as well. So you guys, I'm going to call you guys the new dynamic duo. So it's really on the West Coast. So it's going to be really fun to watch what you guys do out here and nationwide as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So congratulations again. Look forward to when it becomes official, which is really, really in a short time. And really happy for your members as well, because they're going to get some great service. I have 2 weeks. I know. Good grief.
Awesome.
All right, you guys. Well, I'll let you get back to work. I know you guys have a lot on your plate, so we appreciate the time as always. And we'll be watching. It'll be fun to watch.
Great. Thanks, Mike. Great. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right.
Take care.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.